These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Yeah, you have an abnormally large head.
You and I are right.
100 percentile.
Awesome.
Heads. Yep.
All right, everybody. This is Dustin with the Top 6 Podcast. I'm joined by my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say hello, pretty babies.
What up, cheese dick?
Hello. It's nice to – I guess we don't see you. I was going to say it's nice to see everybody, but I'm sure it's nice to see us for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. So if we've been off for a while since we since our last episode. I think it was Top 6 90s Country Songs, I believe. One of us has had another kid.
Yeah.
So the middle, or the youngest
me.
Brother, Chad.
Wasn't yep. me. I'm too little weasel.
Had a baby, baby.
That's right. Chad had a baby boy.
Yeah. My son.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Congrats.
We lost Christmas and New Year's. Awesome. He was December 23rd. So Christmas, New Year's was just in the back seat. We didn't even really notice it. It was crazy. So lots happened. I think I'm going to have a lot more fatherly insights now in this show. And you'll see it reflected in my list.
You can finally be on our.
Yeah, no more, none of that.
That's
no
right.
Kid bullshit. You know, I get you guys now. You know,
That's right. So, hey, thank you for listening. And if you're on YouTube watching, for the listeners, we do have a YouTube channel out there. I'm not going to rattle off the URL because I think you have to have a specific follower count to get a custom URL.
I think
if not, I didn't figure it out, so if anything, I'll post it on
just
Twitter.
Look up Top 6 Podcast.
Top
yeah
six
just
pod
look it
Twitter.
Up you guys know
yeah.
how to use YouTube. Look that shit up and watch. It's good stuff.
That's right. So yeah, at Top 6 Pod on Twitter, give us a follow, interact with us, engage with us. You know, if this is your first time listening or if you haven't been with us in a while, we pick a topic and we rank the top six of that topic. So if you're lactose intolerant, you might want to not listen to this episode because we're diving head first right into some dairy, aren't we, boys?
You're damn right we are, guys. Holy.
That's awesome. So yeah, give us a follow on Twitter. We are going to be tackling the top six cheeses. You know, why are we doing cheeses? I actually don't know, Jordy. You're the one that brought it up, so can you explain yourself?
I fucking love cheese. Who doesn't love a good, nice hunk of cheese? You know?
That's true. I mean,
I get it, but.
Well, they make dairy-free cheeses, and I doubt any of those cheeses are going to be on our list. And also, if you don't like our lists, send us your own. You know, we're not here to please everybody. I highly doubt we're going to have everybody's favorite cheese on here because there's some fancy ass cheeses that taste like shit.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There's a lot of cheeses out there. A lot of cows, a lot of teats, a lot of cheeses. You know, I want to see people's lists. There's some I can't pronounce, some I've never heard of. So, you know, I think it's a great topic. So wherever it came from, Jordy, everything's just a little bit better with cheese, I think. You know? Always get it with cheese. If it's an option to get it with cheese, get it with cheese. So we're celebrating this good companion to a lot of dishes.
That's right. So I wanted to add, so there's just more than cow's milk, though. Goat's milk, buffalo milk.
Buffalo milk. I did learn that.
There's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. I was going to throw that,
yeah,
I was gonna
same
throw
here.
That back
same
out here,
here
later. And all over the world, too.
Yeah. So,
which is cool.
Right. You know? I'm sure that that's going to come out. So I don't think we need to go over any ground rules here. Yes, there's different, I don't know, there's cheeses, and then there's forms of cheese that are molded into shapes from other things that some people might pick, but I'll get into that if it gets mentioned. So I don't think there's any clauses that we need to worry about in this episode.
Freaking like okay? a cheese, there's no dairy cheese clause lawyer.
Or freaking cheese symposium here. So yeah, I think I'm gonna make a little video of all the clauses that we have. That way people know what yes. we're talking about.
Ooh. There's a lot
Educate
of clauses
yourselves,
to keep
people.
Up with, for sure.
Yep.
There is.
We need our own little top six pocket clause book. Maybe that could be a stocking stuffer this year.
Yeah, I think there's four clauses that we have. There's four, technically 4.5, because the M&M clause has Article right. 23 on it.
I thought we had more clauses than that.
No.
John Goodman, I remember.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Hey, we all need to
yeah,
brush up
the M&M
on it,
clause.
Yeah.
Yeah, the M&M clause, the Goodman clause, the Falco clause, and then the Santa clause, which that was last Christmas. So, all right. So the way we start this, the middle bro, Jordy, never gets to go first. So he has trivia questions ready that he's going to spew out between me and Chad the Weasel. So whoever gets it first, it might be a little bit easier to hear with this new setup because – we're not using our cell phones. All of us aren't using our cell phones. Some of us are on laptops. Jordy's on an iPhone. I think we're going to be able to tell who wins pretty clearly. So let's do this. Jordy, go ahead, bud. Top six cheeses. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Here we go. I love this question. It just came to me today out of nowhere. I love it, too, though. All right. What's the name of the former New York Jets sideline reporter who received – warranted cock shots, aka dick pics, from the creepy former cheesehead snap taker Brett Favre?
Wow.
Oh, man.
If you ask who sent the dick pics,
I thought.
I know it's Brett. Well, I heard it's Brett Favre. I don't know the reporter. I don't know.
Well, couldn't you
Jordy,
tell?
All I know it wasn't me.
Jordy.
Well, here's a little.
Jordy, thing. I was gonna say Susie Colber, but I think that's who Joe Namath tried to kiss. But yeah, is it Susie
he was
Colber?
Drunk on the sideline trying to kiss her.
Yeah, oh.
She actually works for AEW now, and her name is Jen Sturger. Sturger.
Ugh.
I have a backup question. I just
okay, good.
I thought
yeah,
Dusty
that's weird.
That. I don't know why.
No, but... what do you? No, I thought Chad would have got it.
Yeah,
he
he's a former
Brett Favre
fan. I mean, he's a cheesehead.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. Back up.
That's a big upgrade for her. Barb's little dick to AEW wrestling. So. All right. Question two. Coors Field is a venue for what?
Colorado Rockies.
Oh, duh, gosh.
Chad, where
that
were
was
you
like
as
a
baseball fan? Come on.
I know. It's like the most home runs every year. It's high up. Shit. That was one of those things where it was like, I know it, and I just like got... I froze up. Man, yikes.
Yeah, it's got to be the most home runs and the highest ERA for pitchers.
Yeah, if you're in a slump and you have an away series in Colorado, you'll get out of it. And they suck, too, so that helps. Go ahead. Damn it.
All right, boys. So in this new format, I'm 1-0 with the trivia.
Good
question,
a good one.
Jordan. Jen
thank
Sturger.
You.
Okay. So she works for AEW. Does she have a wrestling name or is
no,
she an
she
announcer
works as a
or
backstage
what?
Interviewer, like a backstage reporter.
Okay.
So like a female Gene Okerlund, but I'm sure Gene received some dick pics too in his day. But
probably Polaroid pictures from Randy Savage. Yeah. Oh yeah, Gene. All right. So let's do this. So if you guys forgot, any of your listeners, I usually do a rapid fire. I'm going to continue to do that, okay? And
fuck.
So we'll go rapid fire, boom, 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 and then I'll repeat them, and then Jordy's up. That's how we do it. Okay, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
So here's the top six cheeses.
Get it.
Number six, cheddar. Ooh. Number five, Colby Jack. Number four, provolone. Number three, Monterey Pepper Jack. Number two, cream cheese. Number one, mozzarella. right from the buffalo's
cream
tit.
Cheese.
Let me go.
Huh.
Yeah,
cream
it's versatile,
cheese is a good
man.
Pick.
Wow.
It's versatile.
Dude, I love cream cheese on a bagel when it just fill it up and then it drips down your chin
I'm,
a little bit.
Melts a little bit.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes that's in right. my brain, I mix up cream cheese and sour cream. Like, not physically
not
in real life, just the what I call them. Like, if I'm like, hey, pass me the sour cream when I have a bagel. Like, it's just some, they like, they cross in my brain. I wouldn't put sour cream on a bagel. And I wouldn't put cream cheese on a taco.
No.
No.
But.
Right.
I might. Yeah. All right. Let me. Now, let me rapid fire that back real quick just to give the listeners and the viewers some clarity here. So, number six, top six cheeses on my list, cheddar. We're going just straight cheddar. I'm not going to differentiate because sharp cheddar cheese sucks at that.
Yeah, mild.
Number
cheddar.
Five.
Shredded.
Colby
hard.
Jack. Colby Jack. Number four, provolone. Number three, Monterey Pepper Jack, better known as Pepper Jack.
Okay.
Okay? Number two, cream cheese. Number one, mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Mm.
Mozzarella. Yeah,
man.
Mwah. Jordy, give us your list, bud.
It's a good one.
Give
right,
us
guys.
Your list.
Number six. Oof. I love me some tortilla chips, so I'm going with queso / nacho cheese.
Are they the same?
Pretty much the same
Are they
thing,
the same?
Right?
Pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Easily convinced on that one.
All right. Five. I prefer this with my hot buffalo wings. I'm a Bills fan. I got to go with blue cheese.
Oh.
All right.
Cheese.
I thought you were a random
No,
boy.
I love blue cheese. Where you been?
I forget. I like blue
chunkier
cheese.
Chunkier the better
wings.
For you, or what? You like it chunky?
Texture, a little bit of chunk in it, you know.
Yeah, some. Yeah.
Now, Jordy, do you like the blue cheese dressing, or you wouldn't just eat blue cheese regular, right? No. Like chunk crumbles.
You gotta dip it. You gotta dip the wings in the blue.
Well, that's that.
It's
might,
a little different because people crumble
dip.
It on salads.
It's not blue dip. It's called blue cheese. Whether you dip it, whether you eat it on its own, doesn't matter. Cheese queso you eat as a dip too.
Yeah, but that's like calling
yeah, but it's all
that
cheese.
Might be
queso
that
means
might be like
cheese,
calling ketchup a tomato. You know, it's like a different form of it.
You don't have to eat the cheese on its own.
I know
you
that
can dip it,
but so you like the dip as much as the dry crumble. If you're saying
I like the dry crumble, too.
If you're saying they're the same, okay.
They're both considered
all right.
The dip and the crumble. They're actually good on burgers, the crumbled blue cheese.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway. All right. That's fine. It's your list. It's your list. Number four. Okay.
This next one, I admit, it's not great on its own. And it tastes sort of like an uncle's jockstrap. But anyway, once you pair it up with a ham or a turkey.
Ew.
You pair this up with a turkey or a ham. You got Swiss cheese.
I think I knew you were going to say that once you said pair it up with ham or turkey. Yeah, Swiss cheese is ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
ass.
I'm kind of surprised.
Who? Guys, wait. Which uncle? That? Which uncle? Which uncle's jock?
All
Uncle Barry after a sweaty football
they
game?
They all share one jock strap and then you take a little bite.
Well, he lives in Ohio.
Just a general
so
is uncle.
They mail it to him? They mail it dirty. Ugh. That's perishable.
Okay, Swiss. Gotcha.
All right, Swiss cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Swiss Beats needs to come out with his own line of Swiss cheese.
Swiss Beats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They should. He should come out with beets that look like Swiss cheese.
That's a good idea right there.
And make them fucking long enough so I can wear them on my hat. Go ahead.
You don't think two dipshits already proposed that idea to him and he shot it down? I think so.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
All right,
that's
moving
gold
on.
Mine.
All right. This is a staple in our household. One of my favorite meals ever is grilled cheese, tomato soup. That's one of the best combos ever. Number three is cheddar.
Okay.
Love it.
No complaint there. I mean,
mac and cheese is primarily made with cheddar. And also, I made broccoli cheese soup tonight, and I added a shit ton of cheddar in just to give it some more to it.
Interesting. Yeah.
Is that what kind of soup was it? Is it Beer Fest where the guy's walking through? He's like, hot cheese. Yeah. Hot cheese soup.
It touches your skin and just boils up.
Yeah. Gross. Anyway. Gross. All right.
All right. Number another two. Crucial topping here on a top tier food. You put this on the pizza pies. I got the mozzarella.
Nice.
All right. Can't go wrong with that.
You're number one.
It Ooh, was.
Mozzarella might be up there.
Was that your number one? I thought that was going to be it.
Just hold up, you cheese-eating rat bastard.
Ready.
All right, my number one, Dusty, I thought this was your number one, too. You know, you go to any gathering, any family gathering, there's going to be a cheese plate there. I always reach my little fucking hands for the pepper jack. Oh my god, I love pepper jack. Two great.
Yeah.
I like a little
I agree Dusty, with you.
I thought that was going to be your number one. You pair this.
No.
Wrap it on a sandwich. You can eat it with pepperoni. Eat it with a cracker. Put some spicy mustard with it, too. Make a little pepperoni cheese cracker sandwich.
Yeah.
Or just eat it.
Yeah.
Pepper jack cheese. Add it into your eggs if you run out of cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah. Spice it up. You're a spice boy. I remember you sent us a picture of your eggs once. It looked like a freaking ground up brick because there was nothing but cayenne pepper.
I have to make so I don't shit myself at work.
God.
All right. I'll run it back. Number six, queso / nacho cheese, spicy cheese for tortillas. Number five, blue cheese. Number four, Swiss. Number three, cheddar. Number two, mozzarella. Number one, pepper jack. Mm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Pepper jack is fantastic. I go for that first on the cheese plate as well at a party. So it was my number three. Mozzarella, pizza is my favorite food. So it just goes to the top of my list because it's great. And that's why I made that comment earlier about things being in shapes. Like, I didn't want anybody to pick string cheese because that's mozzarella.
That's what I was gonna say. That's the best form of.
Yeah.
You don't go for a cheddar cheese stick.
Well, they make them, but
good though.
The string cheese, you pull it apart. You can. It's like the dinosaur in Jurassic Park when he picks that guy off the toilet and goes like that. That's what I do with my string cheese.
The little rat warrior that off the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, mozzarella sticks.
Oh, don't say it like that. Why are you getting...
not to mention pizza. Jesus.
Mozzarella sticks. Your food is tacos. So what's like the cheese? What's the main cheese?
It's limited, though. I've honestly... cheddar cheese for tacos before, though. I mean, that still tastes
like
fine.
The mix. They have the mixes.
You're going to make your tacos spicy, add some goddamn cayenne pepper or some hot.
You know, I've gravitated away from taco sauce. I don't know. I like salsa. I'll put salsa on it instead.
Same here.
It's too acidic. Anyway, Weasel's turn. I wrote your list down.
Baby brother's
got some
turn.
Crossover, and I think that's going to continue here. So...
Oh, you cheap rat fuck.
First thing, no one mentioned Gouda cheese, but I actually have a piece right here, and I don't think I've ever tried it. So let me try it. I'll let you know if it makes my list here. No.
Gouda's good. Smoked Gouda is my wife's favorite.
It tastes like a foot.
It's a little sharp. It's got a little kick there. It's got a little kick. It's creamy.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can compete with these big dick cheeses I got here on this list. I'll be honest. But that was pretty good. All right. So number six, cheddar. It's like a base, you know.
Versatile cheese, too. I mean,
I feel like sandwich. That would, yeah. you know, like the expert animal in the animal kingdom, the mouse. I feel like they would pick cheddar number one. It's like that base, you know. It's good. Good on.
You guys put cheddar, shredded cheddar on top of your chili.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's available,
I'll get my
sour cream. Would you?
How'd you put it, Jordy? Get your fucking little hands and at a little party and just like, yeah, okay. Well, that's my number six, cheddar. Number five, you guys didn't have this, and the reason, but you did pick cheeses that are part of meals that are your favorites, like pizza, blah, blah, blah. I picked this because of burgers. I picked American cheese because...
Oh, the ones in the wrapper, like yes. You're a 3-year-old.
No, that's basically cheddar cheese, isn't it?
No,
it's American.
James Kraft invented it in like the early 1900s, and I saw an article when I was looking it up. It said the rise, fall, and rise again of American cheese. I'm like, that's way too dramatic for. But it's just a classic burger.
Like the processed little slabs of it, like the.
You can get if you ever go to a deli, you can get like nice, good American cheese. You know, it's not all the, but yeah, that shit's good. There's something special. It doesn't have to be, you know, gourmet or anything. It's cheese. Number four, nacho cheese. There you go, or queso.
Queso.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're pretty much the same. I almost think queso has. Like peppery chunks in it or something like that, but
peppers and maybe onions too in there.
I get a hot dog from Sheetz. Shout out to Sheetz, unofficial sponsor. Hot dog from Sheetz, pretzel bun, nacho cheese on it. Oh my gosh, so good. Artery clogger, but it's good.
Off pretzel.
Is that still $2? Is that still one for $2, or is that extra with the stuff?
Yeah, that pretzel bun will get you, Gus. It'll get you. I'm telling you. That shit adds up.
Gotcha. Let me ask a quick question. When you get a pretzel at Sheetz, what kind of stuff on the inside?
The jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Well, let me keep going. Number three, I got Colby Jack, which is, I think, Dusty, you had that, right? Yes, you did.
I had it's
another one that's good on its own in the little squares, you know, put it on crackers and stuff.
Yellow and white. That's another good party dish there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
So, Colby Jack number three. Number two, mozzarella. Man, that water buffalo has some sweet milk. Tell you what. It's Italy, baby. Italy. Man, it's pizza, mozzarella sticks, string cheese. Oh my god, what is? It's like it's creamy. It's,
oh yeah,
man, I don't know. It's good. And number one,
it's wet.
It is.
It's wet.
Oh, you get the ball. You make a pizza.
The hunk,
you know, grate it.
Yeah,
grate it on your pizza. Oh my god, so good. Yeah, you get a hunk of mozzarella. Mm. Number one, pepper jack. Dude, it's like Monterey Jack.
Right,
like you spice that shit up, man. I'm a spice boy. Oh, so good. You know?
Spice.
That's right. All right. Well, I can't disagree with really anybody's list on this. The Gouda, if you're going to go Gouda, I think you got to try smoked.
Yeah.
Smoked Gouda.
Okay.
Also, I'm curious to see if anybody, you know, I don't think either of us, you know, we're not cheese experts at all. I'm sure there's going to be some snobs out there that, oh, well, what about brie? Or like brie is
goat cheese, guys.
Goat. excuse me, real quick. There's really a better cheese out there. You know what? The only thing that I don't agree with, Chad, is the American, basically, because that's the I think the government cheese is American cheese. It's what people on welfare get.
Well, so, they have good taste.
I think. You know at least they used to.
You go to a greasy-ass grill, man. You're cooking greasy burgers. Rip that damn plastic off. Slap a piece on, man. Get some buns that might be expired. Just get into it.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't mean to offend anybody that gets welfare, but that's just an old
government
cheesy joke.
Yeah.
no pun intended. Yeah, like, oh, look at all the, you know, they're going to get some government cheese. Yeah. So that's what I meant by that. Pretty sure it's American cheese. It's just in a huge-ass wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Lock. I mean, hey, that's like my guilty pleasure pick. You know, it's like not the...
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't... no, I would. Right. I would go in and rip that plastic off and just eat it just straight. Like, you know, you fold it and it breaks. Anyway. All right. Let's get into it.
All right, so...
Let the cooks check.
Why don't you...
What kind of cheese did Dad use for the burgers? Was that American? It was usually white cheese.
Probably, yeah. There's a white American. Yeah,
probably white American.
You get the damn. You get a white stack, America. Baby. Yeah, you get a stack.
Yeah, Chad, did you run yours?
I did.
Back?
Number six.
Did I miss
Chad,
that?
Number five, American. Number four, nacho cheese. Number three, Colby Jack. Number two, mozzarella. And number one, Pepper Jack.
All right. So just to remind the listeners, what we do now is we have a gentleman discussion. We whittle away the other cheeses we've got here. We come to an ultimate top six list, basically. So, Jordy, it looks like you want to say something.
What? Two cheeses.
Okay.
Yes. I like cottage cheese and cheese curds. I know Dusty likes cheese curds, but those two aren't in the top tier of cheeses. Can you guys agree?
I'd say cottage cheese is not. People eat it with peaches.
Cottage cheese is a top six nursing home side dish. That's what that is.
Okay, we should.
Is it made from a different, like a different type of cheese? Like, is it something that you can make? From any cheese, if that makes sense. Like, could you take a wheel of American cheese and turn it into cottage cheese? I wonder.
I don't think so. I think it's a specific kind of cheese that molds
into
something.
I'm sure all of our cheese head fans will get back to us on that.
Yeah, and I heard cheese curds are, like, scraped from the bottom of the barrel, too. Like, formed in a little...
They're, like, chipped. Like, there's a cheese curd, like... high school kid that's there for the summer and all his job is to just like chisel the curds.
Eat for boy. Curd, get in there.
Curd chiseler.
So this is kind of gross. So cottage cheese is a simple fresh cheese curd product with a mild flavor and a creamy, non-homogeneous soupy texture. It is also known as curds and whey. It is made from cow's milk by draining the cheese as opposed to pressing it to make cheese curd. So it's just a weird way of, it's like cheese soup, but not, it's chunky cheese soup, kind of.
Soup. I don't want to hear the phrase soupy texture ever again. That was...
From a cheese.
No, that's weird. Anyway. That's weird. All right, so let's figure out this ultimate top six cheeses list, all right? And then we'll call it a night. So, number one,
it's got
to
be.
There's going to be one and two. One and two have to be mozzarella or pepper jack. It depends on. I guess pepper jack had two number ones, so that's got to be number one, right?
Where'd you have mozzarella though?
I had number one, but you guys both had pepper jack at number one.
And you said you love pepper jack too, so.
I do. I'm okay with pepper jack being number one.
Yeah, it was your number
that
three.
Was your,
you guys good with that?
Yeah.
Three?
So.
Yeah, that's got to be number
one. Yeah,
Pepper Jack, hell yeah.
So.
Do it. And then mozzarella, number two.
It's a hell of a finger food. Yeah.
Wow. Oof. Man.
All right. So now.
Chicken Parmesan.
Let me get rid of. Yeah, we didn't. No one mentioned Parmesan cheese. And I don't know if. I think if we were more pasta lovers, we probably would have
like
mentioned it.
Parmesan
like
cheese
it, but...
is like mozzarella's sidekick, you know? Like, yeah, you can do a little topper of it.
Like a condiment, yeah. Like a salt and pepper. Just top off.
Yeah.
Meal.
Yeah, a little.
So I think cheddar has to be on here too, as a just out of respect. I think cheddar needs to be on this list. Maybe at number three, Jordy, I think me and Jordy had it at, no, me and Chad had it at number six. Jordy had it at three, but it is a mean, it's very popular.
It's the mainstay, you know. It's well the known, like the Hunks, clearly. It's the Harrison Ford of cheeses, you know.
Grilled mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chili.
It is.
Chili top.
Chili. Topper. Chili. So I'm good with cheddar at number three.
Broccoli cheese soup, boys? Too. Made with cheddar.
Yeah.
Number three.
All right, but I do have a – I wanted to bring up cream cheese, guys, because you didn't have it. It's so versatile.
I have that as my honorable mention, to be honest with you.
So versatile. Buffalo chicken dip. Bagels.
Bagels especially.
Cheese ball. Cheese balls that you form into a hunk and you put toppings
over
it. I
love cream cheese, so I'd be good with it. I know Chad's on the fence about it, but
– doesn't have to be number four, but I'm saying let's squeak it in at number six. It's so versatile.
I didn't even think of it. I love it. It's not
Swiss Army knife of cheeses.
I don't think that's its own cheese. It's
technically a cheese. The FDA recognizes it as a cheese.
Yeah, I know that, but it's probably like, you know,
and it's made
a different type of cheese. It's probably like, you know, a different type of cheese, like mozzarella or like white cheddar.
But it's
like
not.
The way it's finangled it turns into cream.
It's not. It's its own.
Chad, fill it with cream cheese. Rocky Balboa sure as hell ate cream cheese. I guarantee it.
Rocky sucked.
Philadelphia.
All right, hey, table it. We'll table it until later in the list. We'll come back to it.
All right, so.
Fridge.
Okay.
I want to spoil it.
Fridge it.
Frigid. All right, so I think let's look here. So queso has a chance.
I'm a queso fan though. More of a salsa guy. I love salsa and queso.
No, I'm more of a queso guy. I just didn't put it on there, but I think queso, like Chad thinks with cream cheese, I think queso is just a melted down version of one of these cheeses. It's a form, kind of like string cheese.
Oh, you
know
right.
What I mean?
But no, I don't think because they add flavors to it. Because pepper jack is Monterey Jack, but they pop some spice in there, and I think you're popping the
onions.
Yeah, like that Mexican food flavor into the cheese,
so it
becomes its own thing.
Queso is typically Velveeta processed cheese. Mm. Or Monterey Jack or cream cheese just melted down, and then you add the stuff. So it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys ever met, Chad, you probably never did, my buddy Tim Pratt, okay? He found us on Twitter. I went to Lock Haven with him. We used to call him Toots. I don't think he liked that nickname. But Tim Pratt, I think he runs Pratt Pyrotechnic or something. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Timmy, I'm sorry that I didn't make – I didn't really – look into it that much, but he suggested a port wine cheese, and I looked it up, and it is a thing, but it's a cheese ball made out of different cheeses that you mold and you eat it with. I don't think you have to eat it with wine, but it's something that he suggested. And then I told him that no, that's not a specific cheese. That's a bunch of cheeses mushed together, and then he asked me if I was the cheese police.
You know what? I think he's got a point, you know? I don't want to be too traditional with this. You know, people make take things and make it their own, you know? I mean, so I will let –
That's right. So
I'll think about cream cheese the way I'm thinking about nacho cheese because now it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know if queso and cream – I mean, cream cheese is its own thing. Queso is a mixture of cheeses, so I don't know if it should be on the ultimate list. What about
– So you guys aren't
– Colby Jack.
You guys aren't going to bite for Swiss, right? We can cross that out, I'm guessing.
Swiss is good on things.
Beyond a mushroom, like Swiss burger.
On things, it's good.
Paired up with things.
Yeah, but you can grab the little squares
so
of Colby
Jack. I don't know
Jack,
if it's
– You know, at you know, your – family Easter party, you know, that's one of the only reasons you go is to get the Colby Jack and Pepper Jack squares. And
one of the best burgers I've had has Swiss cheese on it and the crumbled blue cheese. It's so good.
That's not enough.
Okay.
No,
well,
I know, but
No blue cheese either.
So what are you thinking for number four? So here's what we got so far. The ultimate top six cheeses. Number one, pepper jack. Number two, mozzarella. Number three, cheddar. Number four, are we going Colby Jack or Swiss?
I vote Colby Jack.
Yeah, neither one of you guys had Swiss, right?
Right.
No, but it's good in its... It's good. Dusty,
I remember you used to get Munster cheese. Still get that?
Once in a while. I don't eat a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah, anymore. That was a good.
You know, so
shout out to Munster cheese.
Typically, we'll get the. Yeah, I'll usually get provolone. Is great on sandwiches. Yeah. I'm the only one that had provolone on here.
That would have been an honorable mention for me. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
It's
all right. Cheese, so. For sure. So while we're thinking about that, let me correct myself earlier. Pratt Street Pyrography. He burns images into pieces of wood.
Oh, sweet.
At Pratt Street Pyro. He's a Baltimore Orioles fan. Eggos fan. Sponsor? So, and he wore my Kerry Wood jersey for Lock Haven Halloween one year. He was just Kerry Wood. That's hey, all he that's all he was.
Kerry Wood. Now he burns wood.
I'm going to have to mention
he probably that. Has carried wood often.
Just so many things going Colby on right Jack now. All right. Number one, pepper jack. Number two, mozzarella. Number three, cheddar. Number four, Colby Jack. Number five, I like the idea of blue cheese dressing instead of blue cheese crumbles, but I'd be on board with having it on there. I'm a blue cheese guy with wings. So that's just me.
I'd rather take provolone over blue cheese. I don't think I'm going to win my American cheese plastic wrapper slices argument. But provolone is good. I mean, honestly, I don't think so. Had that, Dusty, right? Yeah.
I had that, yeah. I had that as number four on mine. It's a, you know, it's a, what I wrote down. It's a semi-hard cheese, comma, great for sandwiches. That's all I wrote down.
So what is it between provolone and
blue cheese?
Blue cheese, Swiss, queso's off. Queso's not.
All right.
Cream cheese as well. That's its own cream thing. It's so versatile. Gotta
squeak that in there. That was my honorable mention.
Cream
cheese. I feel like we could go
buffalo wing dip,
Swiss, yeah,
cheese ball.
And here's what you do: buffalo dip. You got blue cheese and cream cheese in the same dish,
and cheddar, right? Sometimes,
yeah, you can, yeah, you can mix in the sprinkled cheese of your choice.
Cream cheese is just not used the way other cheeses are. I don't know. It's like,
what other cheese do you spread on a bagel?
That's what nothing. I mean. It's not. I guess that makes it kind of cool now that I think about it.
It's unique. It's versatile. You know?
Chad, what do you put?
It's versatile.
On bagels? Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God. Butter and cream cheese, yeah. Put it on the list. Gosh.
All right. Let's do cream cheese number five.
So, all right, yeah.
So number six. What do we think? I'd say five. What are we doing for number six then? We got, so just to run it back, number one, top six ultimate cheeses. Number one, pepper jack. Number two, mozzarella. Number three, cheddar. Four, Colby Jack. Five, cream cheese. Cream cheese. Number six, blue cheese or Swiss. It's got to be one of those two. Or provolone. I'm feeling Jordy's not the provolone guy.
I would eat on a sandwich. I'm not going to jump in the head of the line and order
provolone. Get your hands sandwich. On it.
Yeah. Not going to. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I had provolone cheese on a sandwich, to be honest with you. But
so what would you pick?
Because there's
blue.
It was just, yeah.
I just fucking hate blue cheese. It's terrible.
What's that deal? Ham and Swiss, chicken cordon bleu. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know what? Swiss does have Swiss is on a lot. Chad, what do you think about Swiss? Do you like Swiss?
Mushroom Swiss burgers are like, oh my, they're like, they're
so all right.
Good. And you know what? Swiss is cool because they that's got the it. Holes. Swiss it's it iconic is. Too.
Just like Swiss.
That's right. That's right. So, okay. So here we go. Ultimate top six cheeses. We are done. Number one, pepper jack. Number two, mozzarella. Number three, cheddar. Number four, Colby Jack. Number five, cream cheese. And number six, Swiss cheese. Let's give ourselves a round of applause, guys.
Pretty good, guys. Nice. I want to mix them all together into a ball.
Cheese ball.
Let's do it. I want to hear what other people like.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Bring it on. Get on Twitter at Top Six Pod. Comment in the YouTube feed once we get it up there. Hopefully have more of these for you guys weekly. We might try to do it once a week. But yeah, it's good to be back. Guys, I had fun. Hopefully this whole recording stuff works out. We'll see here later tonight.
The cheese police is here. Oh, shit. Just kidding. It's a light. It's a light.
Yeah, I liked it. It's a good idea to have it in video form.
Shit. That was the wrong one. I meant to do this one, Chad.
Okay. I don't hear it. I don't hear it. Can you hear that?
My AirPods.
No. Oh, you don't? Okay, I was playing sound effects.
Okay. It's just falling apart.
All right, well, we'll see how this turned out.
Hey, thank you for watching.
We'll see it. We'll see how this turned out. Yeah, thank you for watching. Hey. @TopSixPod on Twitter. We're out. Thank you. Peace.